What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Football Sunday, so good to me.
Oh, it hits different in the playoffs, doesn't it? Let's go. The McMonagle overnight picks. It's been a while, guys. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
All I think there's a chance the last time we did this was before Thanksgiving.
It's got to be. It's been forever since we've done picks. I don't even know what happened, who won, who lost. What'd you do last week? We didn't do Monday. I went 3-3.
I would have went 3-3 anyway because I would have took the Vikings.
Okay.
So I'll say it, 3-3.
Okay, I went 3-3. And you could just tell us your personal... What'd you do?
Last week was my best week in a while. Yeah. Not a great end of the regular season. 5-1.
5-1. Who tripped you up?
The Chargers.
Chargers. Yeah, they were my favorite. I had the most money on the
Chargers.
That's
the game where it looked the best the first 5 to 10 minutes in.
I remember I was like, after that interception before Herbert gave it right back.
Yep. Throwing across his body. Yep.
That was the big play, obviously, is the botched snap that he turns into the big 50-yard play before
they
go in.
They could have dominated.
They were going in, man.
They had every opportunity to dominate.
He throws across his body he played so bad. All right, but let's get into this week. So forget all our numbers. I think I was right around 500 for the year. Fliegelman, it doesn't matter.
I was probably under.
You were probably, yeah.
I got back to 500, and then I struggled, so I probably finished under.
Oh, probably right around. All right, so let's go game by game. We'll each do the game. Not all, we'll do the game, go around, next game all around, third game all around, fourth game all around.
Okay.
As opposed to everyone doing four at a time. All right, so Fliegelman, you could start. Texans at Kansas City. I'm going on FanDuel -8.5, Kansas City -8.5.
I'm doing something that I normally say you can't do, and that's pick an underdog that you don't think is all that live in the game.
Uh-huh.
But the last time these two teams played, it was an 8-point win for the Chiefs. The Texans... Obviously, I still don't trust their offense. A lot of that was Herbert-enabled last week in the turnovers. But their defense has been solid all year long, and the Chiefs are known for kind of letting teams hang around in these games. Maybe they're a little bit rusty. They haven't played a meaningful game since Christmas. So maybe I get a nice start for the Texans, and the Chiefs win, but they don't cover the number as they're known for not covering these big numbers. So I'm going to... Take the Texans and hope that Mahomes doesn't give you a Mahomes playoff effort.
I'm thinking the same thing, although, I mean, even with the rust, I think Andy Reid's 21-4 off the bye in his career. And I know it's regular season, but still, if there's any team that knows how to combat that, it's the Chiefs. And the idea that they can just put up a monster performance, and I can see it, but I'm going to take the Texans anyway for the simple fact that, again, Kansas City just hasn't blown anybody out. That hasn't been their offense all year. Mm-hmm. Maybe Houston's gotten a whole bunch of confidence from the way they just took control of a game that the Chargers handed them, and then they snatched it and not only won the game, but they won going away. Look, C.J. Stroud is the goods. We know that. Do I think the Texans can truly pull this upset? Probably not, but I think that they're going to be in it all the way through, and they're going to give the Chiefs a fight. So give me the Texans plus the 8.5.
If this were week 12 of the NFL season, I would 100% be with you guys. But in the postseason, a dome team going to Kansas City, where I think they're saying it's supposed to be in the low 20s in the game, I just think off the bye, as you said, Andy Reid and Spags having a week to game plan against C.J. Stroud, who, yes, last week after... the 27 minutes of domination by the Chargers made that play, and then it felt like they snapped in. Yes, Herbert made turnovers, but it did feel like the Texans kind of just snapped in and gained their confidence. This is a tough spot for me. I think that in this game, they're going to find a way. They're healthier. They've added more pieces now as they get healthier. in the playoffs, in this spot, cold weather, team going to Kansas City. I just have a tough time thinking this is going to be a game. So I'm gonna go against it again. If this were week 12 of the NFL season, the same stuff. Kansas City has a tough time covering these spreads. They keep these games close. In this spot, for a Texans team that I really don't believe in and hasn't been that good down the stretch of the season, I'm having a tough time thinking this game is a game. So I'm going to take Kansas City minus 8.5. All right, so we go to Washington at Detroit. Again, another I have here, minus 8.5. I've seen it as much as 9.5 in different spots over the last couple of days, but we'll go 8.5 here. Fleegs, get us started.
I'm going to lay the wood here with the Lions, and I've been on the Commanders all year. This is not so much a pick against the Commanders as it is a pick for the Lions. I could see this game being 42-28, 42, 31 in that range. I don't know if the Commanders are going to be able to stop the Lions. I think Jaden Daniels will play well. It'll be a respectable showing for the Commanders, but the magical ride ends here. The Lions are a freight train. I think they're going to the Super Bowl. They're certainly not going to be upended at home in this game. So I think they win, and they win going away. My fear here is the back door. That's it.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even think I'm all that worried about that. Again, laying Lions with the 8.5. I'm with Fleegs on everything he talked about. The Lions are going to put up points. There is no way Washington's going to be able to slow them down. Will they score? Sure they will, but they're not going to be able to keep up. They're going to make a mistake or two, and it's going to turn this game into a complete and total blowout. And again, it's not against Washington. Hell of a job to not only have the season and to be able to pull off the win against Tampa, which I did not expect. Yeah. I really thought the Bucs would have a better game plan to really slow down Jaden Daniels, give them a ton of credit. This is a different animal. And going to Detroit, that place is going to be jacked, and I feel like Detroit's going to get off to a fast start, even with the quote-unquote rust off the week off. That offense is going to be clicking, and at some point, it's just going to be too much.
Yeah, I mean, let's make it 3-for-3. I'm going to take the Lions minus 8.5 as well. I agree. I think they're a force. I think they're a front-running team. And like I said when I was breaking down the game a little bit before, I'm not worried about the backdoor cover. I'm really not. I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on Washington money line, because it does. If this does become a game, if they are close, I honestly believe a lot of pressure goes on the Lions. This is their year. We all know they haven't been to a Super Bowl. They're the dominant force. Montgomery is back, which I think is as great as Gibbs is. Montgomery, that two-headed monster of a backfield, is very important. So I do think they are the team we think they are. I expect them to steamroll this game. But something tells me Jaden Daniels is special. So if the game gets close, I actually think they're a live dog to win the game. They're one of the upset specials I have this week. So I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on that money line. I know you hate the hedging, but I just have a feeling if the game's close, Washington's going to actually find a way to win. But I do think, ultimately, that the Lions are who we thought they are, and they're going to steamroll this game. Washington had a great win last week. Tough to duplicate going on the road in this building. So, give me the Lions. That's all three of us. Rams, Eagles, minus 6.5 for Philadelphia at home.
I'm torn over this one. I mean, the Eagles, when they played the Rams a couple weeks ago, I think we all had the Rams in that game.
Yeah.
And the Eagles blew them out. It was close after the first quarter. Rams had a lead. They also had a fumble on the first drive. Early on, it looked like the Rams could play with the Eagles, and then Philly just ran away with the game. Saquon was great.
But 255 yards.
Yeah. Last week, the Eagles' pass offense didn't really answer all the questions we had against the Packers. Packers turned the ball over a ton. Of course, you had the fumble on the opening kickoff. The Eagles' defense looks great, but if I have to take a chance on one of the coaches learning more from the first matchup, I'm going to take a chance that it's Sean McVay, and I think the Rams are live in this game, and I think that they're a good pick to cover here, so I'm going to take them. I wish I could get it at 7. When I bet it, I'm probably going to buy the extra point and a half. I'm definitely going to tease them up. The fear is that A.J. Brown goes off after all the jokes last week of him reading the book on the sideline, and the Eagles' passing offense wakes up. As great as Saquon is, I think the Rams' offense is going to keep them in this game, and this will be a real battle. So I'm going to take the coach I trust more, the quarterback that I trust more, and take the Rams.
You know, I hate to say it because I thought I was going to be on an island on this one, taking the Rams, and I think part of it is a hate pick against Philly. I'm not going to deny that. But look, I do believe that the Rams could win this game. I truly do. But I do wonder if it's in the back of my mind just hoping that the Eagles lose, because that's part of it. I wind up in my emotions, in my feelings a little bit. But I do think the Rams defensively were good enough. Offensively, when Matthew Stafford gets hot, they're hard to slow down. And the Eagles, as good as they have been on the ground, they've been very predictable, and their passing game hasn't been great. And I'm with Fleegs. When you push comes to shove, in the fourth quarter, I'm going to trust Sean McVay in a tight game over Nick Sirianni. And that's not again, I know he's not calling the plays. I know he's not running the defense. There's still something about that Eagle team and that sideline, that the fact that they need Big Dom to be able to cool things down when things get hot. Where is my head coach in all of this? I still feel like when the pressure gets ratcheted up, yeah. Sirianni's at his best when you're front running and he can do the gloating. And when he can't, it's almost like he doesn't know how to keep everybody together. So in that regard, if it's close, which I think it's going to be, give me the Rams plus you're getting the 6.5, and maybe it's just a hate pick.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the island on a couple picks here because I kind of love the Eagles in this game at -6.5. I thought the Rams offensively didn't play that well, especially in the second half. I know they had the lead a little bit, but Puka Nacua didn't have the impact. That passing game, once Higbee went down, and we'll see what his status is for the game, kind of went down here. And as much as the Eagles, like, to me, it looked like a team that knew they were going to beat Green Bay. And I just have a feeling, you know, sometimes these matchups are what they are. He ran for 255 yards last time they played. And I just think this offense is going to run the football. I think you're right, they're a front-running team, but in the second half, they dominate teams in the second half. If this game is even remotely close at halftime, I'm going to be confident in the Eagles here because I just think they steamroll in the second half. I think they get that run game going. This defense is just ferocious. It's impossible to run. They'll turn them into a one-dimensional team. And I just think if you look at some of the games, I was just looking at it again to remind myself. Like at the end of the year, I know they won, obviously, against the Vikings. But you look at the offense here. Again, didn't do much in the second half of that game. 12 points against San Francisco, 19 points against the Jets, 13 points against Arizona. I understand McVay. I understand that, you know, the quarterback, Stafford, is one of the more underrated players. But this offense has just not really gotten going. I love this Eagles defense, and I think they steamroll in the second half and get that run game going. Give me the Eagles -6.5 over the Rams. And then we get to the game of the week, possibly the game of the year. We'll see. Ravens against Bills in Buffalo. Ravens, the 1.5-point favorite on the road in Buffalo.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Obviously, as close as it gets, I'm going to lean with the home team and the quarterback that I trust just a little bit more. The Ravens should have an edge on paper because they have Derrick Henry this year, which they haven't in the past. And obviously, they destroyed Buffalo in that game earlier in the year. But that was in Baltimore. And as much as I trust Harbaugh a little bit more than McDermott, I'm still scared. Todd Monken's game plan against the Chiefs last year in the playoffs is in the back of my mind, and how horrible he was in their biggest game of the year. The Ravens are a little bit better on paper, but I think Josh Allen has been better in these games. Lamar Jackson, one, probably doesn't have Zay Flowers. Two, I don't know if he's has been as awful as his playoff reputation is, but Josh Allen has been excellent in some of the Bills' playoff losses.
Yeah.
At 13-second game against the Chiefs, he was nearly perfect in that. He was good against the Chiefs last year. It's been his team not doing enough. I think the team is a little bit better this year. If not on talent, the roster, then it's the scheming with Joe Brady, and it's them buying in. And Lamar has been the one guy out of the two who has been worse in these spots. So I'm going to take Josh Allen and the Bills at home.
You know, we're 4-for-4, me and Fleegs, that's scary, and that's not a good sign. But for a lot of the same reasons, and I'll be fair, and this is not a knock on Lamar Jackson's regular season, but I'm kind of a prove-it-to-me guy. I've seen him too many times in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, oh, this was a bad, you know, scheme, this was a bad game plan. This was a, he looks like he's trying to do way too much, and he looks like he's trying to play almost backyard football where stick to what is there. He wants to extend things that are not there. He wants the big play instead of just taking what the defense gives him. All the different things that, look, he extends plays. He makes big plays during the regular season too. Don't get me wrong. But it seems like he wants it all in the playoffs to prove that he's the guy that everybody says he's not. And until you actually can calm yourself down and do that and get over that hump, I'm going to still have a little bit of trepidation, and the fact that they're playing the Bills in Buffalo, it's going to be, what, 14 degrees?
Yep.
The Bills have done a great job of running the football. I think they're going to be a little calmer. I think the crowd is obviously going to be something there. Look, it can turn on you. If the Ravens get out in front, I think if any team takes like a 10-point lead, I'd find it difficult to believe either team is going to come back from it. They're very evenly matched. These are two good clubs. I just feel like if you're going to ask me, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, until I see Lamar Jackson actually pull it off, I got to lean the other way, so give me the Bills.
Yeah, we're all going to take the Bills here. You mentioned, you said evenly matched, you said slightly better on paper. I think they're much better on paper. I think Baltimore is the better team. You look at how many just excellent defensive football players they have compared to the Bills. I think they are the far better team. But I just, in that building, and I'm just going to trust the quarterback. I mean, you guys have been saying it, I'm going to have to repeat it, but I think this is the year of Josh Allen. I don't know why, the way he's carried this team, the way he is everything for this team. In this building, I trust him in the big game more than I trust Lamar Jackson. And again, I think Fliegelman nailed it too. Last year's game was so disappointing in how they played it. And just everyone, from the quarterback to the coach to the scheme, they were the moment was too big for them. And here in this spot, like, I'm just worried they're going to get away from what they do. And if I was going to trust a team late in this game to make plays, I'm going to trust Josh Allen. I'm going to trust Buffalo. So although I do think the Ravens are the better team, and I think it's clearly that they're the better team, and I do think Lamar Jackson's had the better year even than Josh Allen, I'm going to go with the Bills at home getting a point and a half. All right, that's it for our picks. I think you guys agreed on all four games. I'm different on the Chiefs, and I'm different on Philadelphia. So good. Should be fun. Should be some good games. I also like some of the number plays, too. Like that game against Buffalo. That game in Buffalo, the over-under 51.5. It's supposed to be freezing out. These are two teams that run the football. There's talk about lake snow, whatever they call it, that wind lake snow. Something like that.
I don't know what you're getting.
There's something about like off the lake, off the water, creating some snow.
Uh-huh.
There's a term for it. I'm forgetting it.
Like a snow drift type thing?
No, yeah. No. It's like there's something.
Lake effect snow?
Lake effect snow. Maybe that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Because it's
lake effect.
Okay.
Lake effect snow.
I'm unaware of this.
Yeah. Lake effect snow.
It's a term I just didn't know. Okay.
All right. Good. That's I like the under in that game as well. All right. That's it. Those are the picks for a divisional weekend. Should be a lot better than last week, we hope.